You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcasting with Purpose. So in this episode, I'm continuing on with this theme of perfectionism that I talked about in the last episode. So if you haven't listened to that, go on back and listen. And I'm going to talk about how you can zap out of this by connecting to your inner peacock and allow your colorful feathers to unfurl. So what I'm going to talk about in this episode is how you can diffuse the things that hold you back, diffuse like the limiting thoughts, show yourself that they're just not true, and literally like diffusing them by making them disappear because you won't be able to prove that they're really true thoughts. And so you're going to learn how to really pick those apart because these limiting thoughts are exactly what is holding you back. So that you can finally get out from out of your own way so that you can reach those baby birds who need your message. So if you're that person who hasn't started your podcast and you keep thinking about the podcast because you're thinking about how you want it to be perfect, but at the same time, think of that analogy. That's why I loved using the analogy of the baby birds. Think of those baby birds who are just like, their mouths are up in the air and they're like, where's the food? Where's the food? Where's the food? They're waiting for you, right? So it's like a call to action to remind yourself that you're here for something bigger that's even beyond the podcast, right? The podcast is a vehicle that lets you reach those humans, right? Reach those people. Your words are the alchemy. That's why you're here. And, you know, there was a time when I was really just very guarded about what I would talk about on social media. Not so much here on the podcast. There's something about this, this medium that lets me really let my guard down. But in other places, on social media, Facebook lives, like I would just only show certain parts of me that, you know, I would only allow the world to see. And, you know, lately I've been revealing a lot about myself over the last 6 months have really been sort of like a rebirthing of sorts and just showing myself and being willing to show myself like, oh, you know what? I can show up in a messy headband, I always have my head up in a headband when I'm working out and be sweaty and have no makeup on. And like, yes, I could actually like make an offer to someone to come work with me and say, hey, I'm here to help and here's how. And when I did that back in May of this year, because I always call it magical May, that was the best month I ever had in my business because I showed up, I let my peacock feathers unfurl because I knew that feeling of, hey, I just got out of the gym. I'm feeling like all badass with myself. That is the time that like, that's when I shine. And when you shine, right? When I was in that place, that's when people responded. And it's the same for you. And I want you to really take a look at that and see where you might be only revealing certain parts of yourself. Okay. Because by allowing yourself, you know, by showing your journey, showing your messy parts, which is most of our life, more than the shiny, there's no perfection anyway, right? I mean, that's a word that's in our vocabulary, it's in our dictionaries, but it's a very interesting thing when you really look at the definition, because there is nowhere that perfection can be found in this world. And so when you realize that, you're like, hey, I'm on this journey, right? And all of this stuff that I'm doing, everything I'm revealing, it's all, you know, these struggles that I might be, you know, that I experience, plus the triumphs, plus the joys, they're all stepping stones on my path. They're all part of who I am, All of it, every single part of it. You see, I talk about these things more than like, what is the equipment that you need for your podcast? You know, what do the tools look like? The sound quality, you know, all those like technical things. Because the truth is, those are so easy. And it's very interesting because that's what people usually come to me when I notice that they're not ready, because that's what they're asking me about. And they haven't done the one thing, this thing, discovered why they're here, why they want this, why they're so excited about this medium, right? Because, you know, deciding on what kind of microphone you want and what kind of editing, software, recording software, all that stuff. Once you have your compelling reason that drives you, then all that stuff is just action. That's it. So if you have a crappy thought behind the action, you're going to pod fade or be in grave danger of it happening. Okay. So this compelling reason is what drives us always for the entire history, legacy that we create. This is the most important thing because, as I said earlier, you know, a podcast, the podcast itself, it's just your vehicle. Your words, your message is the alchemy, is the magic. It's why you're doing it. So I recently had someone reach out to me who wants to work with me, and I ask always the question, like, why are you reaching out? Why do you want a podcast? And she said, I just can't contain my excitement. I have to get this out to the world. Like exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. So that's the feeling. That is the feeling. That is the thought that's going to drive you. You've got to be like wildly excited about doing this. Not think of it from a place of, well, you know, someone said this would be a great way to get clients. Can a podcast help you to reach your clients, your potential clients? 1,000%. But if you begin the journey, you begin the process with the thought, I hope this helps me get clients, that is the thought that's going to be the poison for you to not continue. Okay? I've seen it work other ways where people would get into it and then their mind would change and they would be like super excited about it. But generally, that doesn't happen, right? It's almost like, I like to think of the analogy of like when you are trying to lose weight, right? And you think of losing weight as a diet to just, I got to lose this weight. I got to lose this weight. Instead of, you know what? I'm here to make some big changes in my life because I know that when I take care of my engine, my body, my temple, that it's going to help me to show up better, for all the people in my life, for my business, for my clients, you know, for my partner, for my kids, everybody, right? And that is the motivating factor. That is how it turns into a bigger reason. Okay. So I want you to find that same compelling reason for your podcast, because you know, you've been through some programs, right? Coaching programs that teach you how to be a weight loss coach, maybe, right? And you know that it always starts with a compelling reason, because if you don't have that, nothing else is going to hold water. Sure, you could lose some weight, but when it gets hard, it's going to be difficult to keep going, right? You've got to have that bigger reason behind you. So back to the dangers of playing it safe. So, you know, I played it safe in my life, in, you know, where I was showing up on social media, doing live videos, because I feared criticism. I mean, that's really the root of the matter. I was afraid that if I wasn't playing by the rules, it would be a critical mistake, right? And, you know, that I thought that if I wasn't somehow playing by the rules about what I should or shouldn't share about myself, my vision as a coach, and as a creative force in the world, that I had to be like so profound and so on point and very articulate and clear, or I would just miss the mark every time. And that was the thing that really kept me from missing the mark, if you get my drift, right? And I shared these limiting thoughts once with one of my coaching friends. And it's so beautiful to have those coaching friends, right? If you're a life coach, you know what I'm talking about, right? Coaches have coach friends and coaches have coaches. So she replied, "You know, Kara, you are a peacock. So what's the worst that could happen if you unfurl your feathers?" And this was the first time that someone pointed that out, that really used that phrase with me, like that I was a peacock, which of course I know I'm a peacock. I probably had a different word for it in the past, but that was it. It was like, oh, yeah, hello, I am a peacock. I've always been the peacock, right? So who are you, right? Who, you know, how do you embrace your inner peacock, right? As the title of this, of this episode. And when I embrace that part of me, it always reminds me of who I am, right? The jazz hands of podcasting. I get to see myself in full color, in full technicolor. Remember that? Remember back in the 60s, 70s, like the technicolor, that was like the word. I mean, I was like a baby in the 70s, but you know, I remember seeing that kind of thing on those repeats, right? Technicolor, you know, show your flaws and all, because your people are going to love it. I mean, I say this over and over again. It makes them feel like they can relate more to you when you show that part of you. And I also realized that I had this thought in my brain when I was like, okay, I'm going to unfurl my feathers. I'm going to be the peacock. But in the beginning, I was like, okay, like my brain kept saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. This isn't going to work. I can't do that. This isn't going to work. So catch yourself, like think about it. Like it's amazing when you actually, for the first time, it's like mind blowing. When you catch yourself with the limiting thought that you keep repeating, it's like this, sometimes it's a little shocking, but when you find it, it changes everything. Because if that's the thought that you keep having, you are practicing that thought so much that you end up believing it. And it's very easy to stay with the limiting thoughts, the thoughts that are like, you know, that keep you in overwhelm and doubt and, you know, that tell you this isn't working, I can't do that. Those are easy. Those are always going to easily come. So to change that thinking takes a little work. It's not natural for us. And it's only because when we say, I can't do that, like the limiting thoughts, you know, it's like we're programmed that way. And it's also through repetition and a lot of habit. I always think of in You Are a Badass book by Jen Sincero, she uses the analogy of a meat cleaver in our brain when it comes to thoughts that are ingrained. Think about that. That's some heavy stuff. So if you can imagine a meat cleaver is in your brain, like with thoughts that you think all the time, then you're like, okay, I get that. And I also have the up end, I also have the ability to change that thought. I can create a new thought through repetition. So instead of practicing the limiting thought and believing that, you get to practice a new one, right? So this is the sneaky looping tape in the background that was in my brain. And this is what was giving me the opposite of what I actually wanted. And I began to see evidence because my actions and results were the manifestation of this. And it was just a mind explosion when I really saw it for the first time. Because, you know, I heard that, yes, you know, manifest, like if you keep thinking a certain way, you're going to get the results that you don't want. But then when I really saw it and I could actually like literally use that like metrics, because that's what I do with my thought work. I am very methodical about it. It's like I do keep all of my models and all my thought downloads in a binder, and I do metrics every week on, you know, different people that are, maybe you have subscribed to my email list by listening to, you know, you opted into my masterclass, or you decided to get on a consultation call with me, or whatever it is. You joined my Facebook group. And when I'm in the energy of like being the peacock, I see those stats, those numbers are higher, right? And then of course the numbers, the income that I manifest is higher. But when I'm acting in the opposite way and I'm staying in the limiting thoughts, that shows up in my bottom line. It shows up in the results in my metrics. So this is science. I've proven this to myself. Okay. So one of my passions is knitting, and I created a cowl, like, you know what a cowl is, right? So it's sort of like a scarf, sort of like a neck warmer. And I created it in the most show-stopping multi-color peacock color I could find. And every time I wear it, it reminds me of who I am. And I have proclaimed this cowl a mosaic of color, spontaneity, and even a little daring. No rules. Anything goes. Because whenever I wear it, people always stop me. They're like, whoa, look at that. So what is your peacock cowl? How can you remind yourself how magnificent you are and really, truly feel this inside your skin, inside your body? Is there something running in the background of your brain that is keeping you back? You know, this might not show up right away or seem obvious, but there's a little exercise that I'm going to ask you to try. And this does involve sitting in silence and doing a little meditation. Because sometimes by sitting, you know, in thought work, pen and paper, you know, that helps us. But sometimes by shifting our brain, by sitting in meditation, in fact, it is true. Science has shown that when you shift into meditation or breath work, that a different part of your brain is activated. So thinking like two wings of a bird, right? You've got your thought work, you know, you're doing your models. But then the other side of this is sitting in silence, meditating, prayer, whatever it is that you want to call that, to allow things to patient, you know, to, you can sit and, you know, patiently allow things to surface in a very gentle way. So here's the little exercise that I invite you to try. So it's just three steps. And the first thing you want to do is sit in silence. Sit in silence for a few minutes, just focus on your breathing and settle your mind, because, you know, the first thing that happens when you sit still in silence, your mind's racing, or so, you know, it seems like it is, because you always have a lot of thoughts on your mind. You're just noticing them, and they seem like it just seems busier in there. And so after a few minutes, you want to ask yourself, what am I here to learn? And manifest. And just keep asking yourself that thought over and over in your mind, and patiently and gently allow the answer to surface. So a little tip here, forcing does not work. Forcing will just make your mind like a bird that's fluttering about. So just breathe, relax. And you know what? Here's the thing that's going to happen. And this is what trips a lot of people up when they meditate, is that they try to push thoughts away. You can't, right? Because thoughts come and go. But over time, your concentration can get better if you just focus on the object of your meditation, which is this question, what am I here to learn and manifest? What am I here to learn and manifest, and patiently and gently allow the answer to come. And you might not get an answer. That's okay. Because like I said, the more you do something like this, the more you focus on settling your mind, you know, seeing those thoughts come up and then just letting them go, you just get better and better at your awareness. You get better and better at creating clarity of mind. And that's where the peace comes in. That's where, you know, being in the moment, that's where all the secret sauce lives. That's it. That's it. Okay, so that's step one. And, you know, if you want to make this super, super actionable, if you're home, if you're not out walking, but you can come back later, I suggest just turning this recording off, turn this episode off, press stop, and then just sit. And, you know, I love to use a voice recorder app. You guys know this for, obviously, for the podcast and for lots of things. But I also do this for things like, wanting to manifest something, meditate on something. I will record in my own voice in a very soft way. I might say something just like this: what am I here to learn and manifest? And sometimes I just say, what am I here to learn? Or why is this here? What am I supposed to learn from this? Or whatever phrase you want to come up with. And you can say the phrase, pause for, you know, a minute, ask it again. And you could, let's say, create this little guided meditation of your own voice for about 5 minutes so that you don't have to worry about the time. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to set an alarm. You just say, okay, I've created a 5-minute manifestation meditation for myself. And I'm going to listen to my own words, and I'm guiding myself. Okay. And then step two, after you're done with your however many minutes, even if it's 1 minute to start, because here's the thing, even if it's 1 minute and you're consistent, that's all that matters. And I had a meditation teacher tell me this years ago when I was trying to do like mantras, you know, like say X amount of mantras over and over again. And they said, you know, just commit to like 5 at a time. I'm like, and it, of course, my mind went to like, no, like I'm all in. If I do something, I'm going all in. I'm going to do like 100 mantras or whatever I was thinking. But the reason why it's like, you know, you make it so ridiculously easy for yourself. So the reason why they suggested that is for that reason. It's like, you can do 5 mantras. Like, and if you can't, then it's like, what's coming up there? So like that is, you know, something that I invite you to look at. Just keep it super, super simple in the beginning. So 1 minute or 5 minutes, whatever feels good. And then over time, you can increase that. Okay. And then number two is to open up a journal and allow what comes out of your brain to flow onto the page, just like you do thought downloads. And there are no grammar rules. Nobody's looking at this. Just let it flow. So that's simple. And then step three is, you know, I go back and because I love my gel pens and the highlighters, and I go back and I kind of become an investigator, and I highlight or I circle surprising or unexpected thoughts that surface. And this is something, this 3-step thing that I am sharing with you. I think where I've found so many revealing things for me was when I did this during a breathwork session. So there's something, and if you're familiar with breathwork, there's a difference between breathwork and meditation. Because with meditation, you're focusing on your mind, you're focusing on an object of meditation. That's the kind of meditation that I was taught. So analytical meditation. And the other thing that I use, and again, this is another shift in the way your brain is working, and it's really focused on breath. And when you're focused on breath, if you're familiar with this, it really can unleash emotions and different bodily things, like things that are just, they just like kind of come forth in a very natural way, sometimes in ways that you never expect. So I always keep a box of tissues next to me because tears always seem to come when I do breath work. And so I always journal after breath work because literally like it's like a portal for me. Things come to me that I never expected. And there's something very liberating about breath work because when you're so focused on the breath, in a way, you're so forced on just focusing on the breath because, you know, there is something, you know, there is a bit of exertion, but it's gentle exertion. It's nothing crazy. So I'll just share an app with you guys. I use an app called Flourish, and it is, it's breathwork. It's a breathwork app. And these, there are all these little journeys that you can take. They're called journeys, breathwork journeys. And the app is so good. I pay for it every month because there's so many different varieties of journeys and breathwork exercises. And it's like, for me, it's like drinking water. Like I must have, you know, this app is part of my, you know, my budget. It's in my budget every month. However, the free version of this app is amazing. Like you could get this app and never pay for it and still use the breathwork journeys every day. And there's a really amazing primer course that I highly recommend you have to take to really get the most out of breathwork. It's a game changer. Like I remember when I was first introduced to breathwork, I was like, yeah, I know pranayama and I've done a lot of yogic breathing but this is different. And when I started doing this, it was a game changer. It was like a portal to another part of myself, seriously. And I have shared this with my friends and I'm sharing it with you. And I have the friends who I know who have embraced this style of breathwork, they've said the same thing. It's like a portal. Like I said, it's like a portal into another part of myself. And they're like, oh my gosh, yes. So check it out. It's called Flourish. And the person, the creator of this app, his name is Richie. Can't think of his last name right now. Oh my gosh. Richie. He's Australian. And Richie Bostock. So good. Check it out. So simply notice the awareness when you do this little exercise. If you do a meditation or you want to test the waters with breath work, all you need to do is just notice. There's nothing forced. The answers are usually subtle, but sometimes not subtle. And that's fun, right? So don't be hard on yourself and don't expect certain results immediately. And just patiently allow the answers to surface. That's this process of this, you know, kind of awareness. And this small exercise, you know, could be the breakthrough moment of awareness that you've been looking for if you try this today. And then when you're done, I'd like to invite you to do another thing. So here's your next assignment. So I want you to go listen to my episode called Podcasting Passion Blueprint. Now I've talked about this also in a live video, so you can actually see what this blueprint looks like. So it is a blueprint for you to manifest this thing that we're talking about, your why, your compelling reason, so that you can truly unfurl your own peacock feathers. So check out the episode here. You know, it's on this podcast. All you gotta do is in your little search, you know, box or whatever app you're listening to this on, just search podcasting passion blueprint to learn how to take the information that I teach in that episode and apply it to create your very own blueprint. And if you want to watch the video version of this, because this is, like I said, I show you what this looks like, you can join my free Facebook community. So all you need to do is go to karagottwarner.com/community to request access. And when you join, I'm actually going to send you a free guide. And this free guide, it's called How to Jumpstart Your Podcast in 3 Steps, which is, this is the complete framework that I teach my clients. And it's all yours for free. I'm giving it all to you for free. Again, go to caragotwarner.com/community to join my free Podcasting with Purpose community, and you're going to get this free guide. And you might be wondering, why are you giving us this whole framework? Because here's the thing, all the stuff that we're talking about here, talking about your compelling reason, your why, this is the most important work for your podcast, for your business, however you show up. You know, this framework, it's going to give you all the tools. It's putting everything under an umbrella so that when you're ready, you're like, I'm going to hit the ground running, right? And then when you're ready to take this to the next step, to the next level, to get the support you need in a very supportive, you know, most comprehensive way, then we get to work together in my 6-month program. So you'll have all the tools you need to start your journey. And then when you're ready to like, let's, you know, make this happen, then we can work together. And it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're ready to start from scratch or you already have a podcast and you want that guide. You want the guide, me, to help you to grow this baby, to really put this podcast on the map. All right. So that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Now go out there and unfurl your feathers. See you next time.